Everybody, we are back in the basement with a newbie and an old bee. The newbie is Mr. Tom Rhodes.
Yay.
Long-time friend of mine and fellow pot smoker. We performed in Amsterdam together once.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Was it Two Drink Minimum together?
Probably. That
was
hosted by Jake Johansson.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
In New York City.
Yeah.
And Josh Wolf is here. He's back again for his fourth appearance.
Yes, sir.
Fourth go-round.
I have to tell you, I told you earlier, super excited to be on with Tom, because for me, this is one of the top 10 funniest comics out there.
Yeah, he's a hidden gem, as they say.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But part of that was the amount of time you spent abroad. You sort of became famous elsewhere.
Yeah, I moved to Amsterdam for 5 years.
And yeah, and you were huge over there.
Well, I was,
I'm told.
I had a late night talk show on Dutch television for 3 years, and there's only four channels there the way we used to be 20 years ago.
So they all have to watch it.
So
it's like
you
Carson,
got 25% of the market.
Is a late night Dutch talk show, is it wacky like a Japanese game show, or is it more like, do you know what I mean? Or is it more like the late night talk show you see here?
Well, the show just started.
It's his show, I assume. Not that wacky.
There's no censorship on Dutch television. You can say anything and you can do anything. The only censorship on Dutch television is you cannot endorse products. Like you can say you like beer, but you can't say you like Heineken. That's specifically endorsing a brand. So can I tell a story, or
Smoking at 20 minutes after the hour, because then it'll be 4:20 somewhere. And then we will, we got some coffee coming in.
Thank
for
you.
Tom.
Yay.
And so that sort of disrupts things. So let me real quickly set up that we have on the table, we have not only a bunch of lovely vapor pens from Honey Farm with a bunch of great flavors.
Thanks, Honey Farm.
Yeah. We also have two strains today, sativa and indica. And the sativa is strawberries and the indica is white bubba. And
it makes me laugh.
Yeah, that's a fun one. And it's not as violent. Too many of the names are kind of violent.
Yeah.
And they sound like they're going to kill you if you smoke, like green crack and stuff like that.
White Bubba seems like a cool guy that I might hang out with.
Yeah.
White Bubba.
Yeah. Who doesn't like White Bubba?
Yeah. White Bubba. I'd sit down a Cracker Barrel with White Bubba and have a sausage and egg sandwich without a doubt.
All right. So you want to tell a story real quick?
Well, we had Steve-O from Jackass on once.
Sure.
And there's no censorship on Dutch television. So
what did he do to his balls?
He stapled his ball sack to his leg.
Oh.
And then, and Dutch television, you could show it and get close-ups of it. And then after the show, he wanted me to take him out around Amsterdam. And he had a ton of cocaine and a bunch of powdered ecstasy. So we went to my apartment, we did some cocaine, some powdered ecstasy, and then I took him to the Zebra Lounge, which is where these celebrities hang out. I think I might have taken you there when we were there. It was
maybe
a really cool place.
Yeah.
So he ends up disappearing with these people for like 3 days, and he was the man on MTV. He's missing all these interviews that he's supposed to be doing. The Entertainment Tonight of Holland ran a thing. Steve-O's missing.
And that means it's 19 minutes after the hour.
Okay, great. So he goes on to he pops up on Entertainment Tonight of Holland, and they said, you disappeared for 3 days. Where were you? And he said, I did the Tom Rhodes show. Tom's a cool guy. And then Tom took me out, and we did a bunch of cocaine and powdered ecstasy. And like the guy ratted me out on national television that I had done hard drugs with him. And who knew you couldn't trust a guy who staples his ball sack to his leg?
Yeah, you'd really think he's
you learn something every day, I guess.
I thought for sure that was a trustworthy individual.
Did that end up being bad for you, though, that got out there?
It actually gave me some street credibility.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
How did he, I know this is maybe I'm asking too much, but like what was the staple removal process?
His dirty fingernail.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boy.
Apparently he.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the right answer would have been, but that's not
boy.
The one that I wanted.
Yes. Yeah, he doesn't bring in a team of highly qualified
Neosporin and
clean.
Yeah.
So all the pipes are loaded if you want to try them. Or, like I said, the vapor pens are very tasty.
Sativa's more
up and fun and
happy joke writing weed.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's late. You know, this is one of the later shows that we've done. And so I guess it doesn't matter how trashed we get.
We're going to work after this. We're working right now.
Yeah, this is it. This is our job.
How do I tell which one is which?
What do you mean? Oh, I pack them all with sativa. If you want the indica, then we'll pack
it
separately.
Great.
I want to salute the glass below.
And this guy, you put it in his belly, and then
you
light it. Yeah,
that's awesome.
But we didn't load that one up yet, so
I always want to know it.
Grab a pipe real quick.
I want the Jetsons.
Smoke right it.
Oh,
that one's super fun. Here's a lighter for you.
Were you all set?
Yeah. It's time. It's 20 minutes after the hour.
So I was just in the Dominican this weekend, and so the
it sounds like you have a terrible way of describing your girlfriend or wife. I was in the Dominican.
Well, we tried to get some weed there.
Yeah,
they were like, "This is the best weed." I was gonna give them a "This is the best weed, buddy," because that's my anybody who gives me a bargain. That's the accent I give them. But he goes, "This is the best weed on the island. Best weed on the island." But he wouldn't let me open it in front of him.
Right.
He's like, don't open it here. I'm like, well, it's just me and you. And he was like, no, don't open it here. Don't open it here.
He wants to bait and switch you.
It was like, when's the last time you saw stems?
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw
probably
stems?
Probably buying from a guy in like Jamaica or something.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't believe, and then I saw him later. I'm like, what's the stems? He goes, did you smoke them? I go, no. He goes, Dominican stems get you higher than the actual weed. I'm like, come on. I don't know who's falling for that.
Yeah, but if it was true, he would have shown it to you the first time you asked, like, look, stems. I got the Dominican stems, buddy.
Grind them up.
Yeah. Oh, that's
not great.
Yeah, that's a shame. But at least you got a little high from it, or?
Got a little high. It's not like Mexico. You know in Mexico when you walk on the beach and those people are selling the ceramic plates and the sombreros, and from a distance they go, sombrero, Mexican plate, and you get next to them, they go, marijuana, cocaine.
Yeah,
you know, they whisper it to you. Those guys have, like, good drugs.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not crushed up ecstasy and not Steve-O shit, but the Dominican stem was not where it was at. What's crushed up ecstasy like?
It was powdered ecstasy. It was like pure MDMA.
And you snorted it?
Yeah.
Mm. You mix it in with the cocaine or do it as a separate act?
No, a separate act. Yeah, I'm sure you could mix it. I mean,
is it the same high?
No, it made things very much like the Lorax.
It's all colorful. Everything rhymes.
Wow.
Good shot, Doug.
Yeah.
He shoots, he scores.
I like to ask people questions about their high history. Of course, Josh has been on a bunch of times before, so we've gone through this shit with him. But, like, what's the craziest place you've ever smoked weed, if you have such a place?
Craziest.
Yeah, or most dangerous, maybe. Most unlawful.
You asking me right now?
You can pass. We've probably asked you on a previous episode.
Airport, but, for me.
And you have.
Oh, that's...
You have at the airport?
Well, that's it. Airport, airplane.
What,
no,
these
in
things?
Airport, airplane. And the airport, airplane isn't that I'm scared that someone's going to smell it. But when you're on an airplane and you're doing that, you're really trusting the person you're sitting next to. That's the only reason it's a little risky. Like, because I know that some people say they do that. They blow it in their shirt.
But it's still...
Exactly. I'm not... Yeah.
It's hard to hide it. A sleeve, sometimes you have a right jacket on or something, but yeah.
So for me, that's it. And
sat next to a guy that was doing one an entire flight, but I think it was nicotine because he was just on it too much, like he needed it,
right.
You know, rather than, oh, I'm going to get high for a second, you know. And he was just on it a lot, but he'd always just do this, and he'd look around, and then he was pretty chill about it. But I noticed it, and he was a middle seat. So the other side probably didn't notice it. But since we didn't say anything, he got away with it. But I would think they would really fucking mess with you if they caught you smoking anything on a plane.
On a plane? I would never take anything on a plane. The privilege of traveling is too much one of my favorite things in life. But years ago, when I lived in San Francisco, when I was in my early 20s, you know, flying within the United States with some weed was not a problem. We're talking like early 90s. And I remember, because that was before terrorism and people really checking things, I remember buying like the stinkiest Northern California outdoor weed and like flying to a gig in like, you know, middle America. And I'm like on like a sold out flight. And like, I had to like, fan my crotch because like the green stink.
Everybody must know.
He's got a boner. He's got a skunk in his pocket. You know. But that was long. This machine killed.
Oh yeah, there's nowhere to put it.
You can't.
I used to put it in your shoe all the time. The shoe was one of my favorites. It's just jam the weed down like in the side, you know. And then I take it out and put it in a pocket once I was through security. But
edibles are so much. That's why I fly with edibles.
Yeah.
I've had TSA because I put my edibles in this pocket, and apparently I had a hand sanitizer that was too big in my bag. So it was going through the x-ray, and they go, "Is this your bag?" And I go, "Yeah." And I was like, "Oh, no. And he reaches into the pocket, and he goes, "I'm sorry, you can't have this." And as he's reaching in, I think he's going to take my weed out. He takes the hand sanitizer out. He had to move the edibles out of the way.
Sure.
And he was like, "You can't have this. You okay with me taking it?" And I'm like, "Yes, I'm okay. that's fine.
You struck quite a bargain, my friend.
You got me trying to sneak some hand sanitizer. But that weed in those packages, the Chiba Chews, it's not on their fucking radar.
That's so a big hand sanitizer you have.
5 ounces.
You're into hand sanitizer.
Well, you know how many hands we shake?
Yeah, yeah. But you know what I mean, how they have little bottles of it? I fly with those all the time.
Well, I do now.
And what is it? What is that? Like, is that the new poppy seed bagel? You can't have hand sanitizer?
Well, you just can't have a more big bottle of it because then it's liquid.
Oh, and, because it's more than six ounces or whatever.
Somebody tried to make a bomb with liquid once, so that's why we can't do that.
It was a shoe, wasn't it? A shoe?
Shoe bomb also had liquid in it. I think that's why both of those things happen.
I'm okay with it.
Take your shoes off. Well, now I'm TSA a lot of the time.
Yeah.
TSA pre, so you know, you don't have to take off your shoes. But even though you do have to take off your shoes, it's like
it's a small price.
It's not that difficult.
It's a small price. It's a real small people. In the grand scheme of things,
and people get all irritated and everything in those lines that you gotta. It should take longer.
It should be like
Israel everywhere with the, really soldiers with machine guns. It's way too laxed at airports.
If they told
and
me, listen,
it's so lax,
every,
it lax.
It's lax.
Lax.
If they told me every three times, they were like, "There's a chance someone's going to give you like a cavity search." I'm like, if they're doing it to everybody else, that's fine. Like I'm willing, if that's what's happening, just to make sure nothing's
I think a lot of people would enjoy a cavity search.
I don't mind a cavity search every now and then. I mean, it depends how many fingers you're searching the cavity with.
Oh. Don't they usually just make you bend over and spread them?
I think in cough. I think you got to do the prison. Mm-hmm. I think once you go like this and sorry.
Have you been
once
in jail? Is this?
No, but I've seen enough movies. But yeah, I don't think you can clench your asshole.
They put somebody through that, and I can't remember what the movie.
Yeah, I don't think you can clench your asshole like this, and so that's why. It's a theory. I mean, I'm not saying I've never Googled it, so I don't know for sure that's what it is, but it's a theory that I have. I'm gonna give the theory a name sometime later.
How much like country stuff do you have to do when you are hosting a show on the country music channel?
Almost none.
It's just more like, is the house band country?
No, it's more, I would say less country and more middle America. Do you know what I mean? That's more of the tone. Like I don't it's not a huge country show. It's on the network, but you know, we've had the musical acts we had on, like I had Jewel on, but I have them sing their Guilty Pleasure song. So Jewel and I sang I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys.
Wow.
Right? That was her Guilty Pleasure song, so she came on and sang that. Just to make it a little different, you know? But the sensibility is kind of middle America. I don't talk celebrity at all because I don't give a fuck.
It's not like Hee Haw, you don't jump up from the field with the overalls on.
I do that at my house.
Conway Fancy, population 641.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. I would watch an episode of Hee Haw, right? fucking no.
Oh yeah, but I would be laughing at it so much more than with it.
Yes, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
I guess, but it's a little sad how fucking dumb.
So you're
it
on
is
the Country Network?
Yeah, I had a talk show called The Josh Wolf Show.
Awesome.
Yeah, I never saw it because it was on the Country Network, but I was always curious about it. And he would come on this show while that was going on, mm-hmm. I believe. So that's also a strong sign that it's not like it's not like what you'd imagine from a country channel. Like they don't want all their artists or guests or hosts to be drug-free and stuff. You know?
I have this show called Party Down South, which is basically Jersey Shore, but in the South. And it's insane.
Where does it take place?
It's Gainesville, Florida, which is the place where that should take place.
I'm from Oviedo.
Oh, so, I mean, so that, and it's insane. So it's not a squeaky clean network. And like I said, it's more middle America. It's a lot of fucking fun.
You know, it's that, like today's country music's so clean and everything. I've thought, you know, like if Merle Haggard was trying to make it in country music today, he wouldn't make it.
He is now. His name is Sturgill Simpson. Fucking go.
Really? You just made that up.
No.
Sturgill.
Anybody in here know who Sturgill Simpson is?
No, they
go
don't.
Go the fuck.
I would fire them.
Sturgill Simpson is like Waylon Jennings. He's dark, but he does a lot of... Rogan had him on his podcast. He does a lot of metaphysical shit, takes LSD. It's very trippy lyrics. It's fucking amazing. I saw him at the Ace Hotel Theater in downtown LA, and I saw him on a Friday, and I was like, I'm fucking coming back tomorrow. Different show. He funked it up a little bit. Ugh. God, I'm just telling you. Sturgill Simpson.
I'll never forget it. I don't know if I'll seek it out.
I am going to send you the link.
Oh, no. People with their link sendage. I just feel like I've just be, you know, oh, I got to click on this. How long is this going to be? Do I have to watch an ad first?
If I see an ad a lot of times, I'm not even sticking around.
I think we do this thing, Gabe Time, where Gabe interviews the guests after the show, and he only asks them, you know, he does it on his iPhone, and he asks them, you know, how are you feeling? Like,
yeah.
You know, it's like a post-game interview or whatever, but it's just the one question. And sometimes the answer is just, pretty good, and that's all they'll say.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times they run off for a little while, and that's what's fun about it, but sometimes they'll just go, I'm good. So, like, the ad you have to watch this bit when we put it on the internet is longer than the bit itself, which I love that. We do a thing called the State of Pot on the show where we basically break down where the most people... That was really... That really took a while. Make sure that the weed we're smoking is not seeping under the door, getting all the technical people.
Wow.
The technical four people.
Four techs in front of that.
Tech. I saw part of a movie today about a kid with Tourette's, and he was really good. The actor, I assume he doesn't have Tourette's, but it was really fascinating to watch because there's a guy with Tourette's who's really trying to not. You know, a lot of people with Tourette's, they let go of it. They just walk around swearing and, you know what I mean? They just sort of like deal with it. Whereas he's like, feels bad and is trying to stop himself from doing it. And it's,
what was the movie?
Yelling cunt a lot. It's called, holy shit.
I love it in the movies.
The Road Within.
The Road Within.
Yeah. And I don't know the name of that actor, but like, what's her name? Kevin Bacon, Kira Sedgwick's. She's the woman running a health facility, you know, a mental health place that he goes to try to get better. And his roommate is Dev Patel from Exotic Marigold Hotel.
Oh, good pull.
He's got really bad, what's it called when you have to do everything over and over
again? OCD.
Yeah, OCD. He's got that.
Isn't it funny?
And it's like somebody smashed him in the face and goes, welcome to the OCD, bitch. Stupid joke. We got to go to a break, but when we come back, we're going to do the State of Pot, and I'll give him another crack at running that music sting. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, this episode is brought to you by Loot Crate. Would you classify yourself as a geek, gamer, or pop culture nerd? Then this is the subscription box for you. For less than $20 a month, you get 6 to 8 items of gamer and pop culture licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/getdug and enter the code GETDUG to save $3 on any new subscription. Not that long ago, and depending on where you live, not so far away, Loot Crate blasted off into a voyage across the galaxy, searching the far reaches of space to find universally awesome gear. Using December's Star Wars The Force Awakens loot as the launch pad, we landed on some equally cosmic items from Halo 5 and more. With an exclusive Funko Pop and an exclusive shirt in this month's crate, this is the loot you're looking for. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate, and when the cutoff happens, that's it, it's over. So go to lootcrate.com/getdug and enter the code GETDUG to save $3 on your new subscription today.
Welcome back to Get It Dug with High.
We're back, and we're going to do the state of pot.
There it is.
Now they're just fucking with me. Once again, Oregon is the 8th win, second in a row for per capita viewers of this program. The one with Possein was watched heavily in Oregon. I get that. I was just there in Portland last night and this morning. This morning I was on AM Northwest.
Cool.
Which is, I got to co-host with Helen. And it was pretty fun. But Josh, you, according to this card, have had over 17 million minutes of people watching you on your appearances on this show.
What?
I know. Because it's such a weird statistic.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't even know where to put that.
Like, you take the number of people who watched the show and assume that they all watched for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you add up those minutes.
Holy shit.
And they came up with, for you, they came up with 17 million minutes.
That's.
And that's not even, it's probably more because a lot of people probably watch more than 20 minutes.
That's crazy.
And we have 1,935 viewers right now, which is also crazy for so late on a Monday night. You know, people should be watching football or. What's the benefit concert that's going on tonight? There's a concert for something. What?
Sinatra 100, is that tonight?
Oh yeah, maybe. No, but there's something going on tonight that you know, I would be watching if I wasn't doing this.
It must be really good because you don't remember.
That's how
what
excited
it is.
I am about it.
Yeah.
No, it's just a lot. It's you know, it's for Paris, and it's you two put it together.
Oh.
Yeah, now you're interested. Yeah. They got Sturgill's gonna be there.
I knew he would be.
Yeah, Sturgill is gonna come out on top. And then the episodes with the most total minutes watched, they gave us a ranking for that this week. And Workaholics, the Workaholics guys when they were on, is the most total minutes watched, which must be like, you know, 80 million or some crazy number. So.
Insane.
Yeah,
who adds those up?
What's that?
Who adds those up?
Do you do it?
You do?
Yeah, my man Brad over there does it.
That would take me a long time to do.
What does Tom Rhodes think of gorilla nipple stimulation? Is that a reference that you understand? Stoned Matador. Someone named Stoned Matador.
Great Twitter name.
Right? That's
Stoned
not bad.
Matador
Stoned
Matador.
Yeah, he's just walking around with a cape on his face.
I'm a fan. I'm pro.
You're pro gorilla nipple stimulation.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you just gonna brush by that?
Maybe he's trying to segue into. I always like to introduce people to this monkey lighter that we have. That's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It shouldn't be around children. Yeah, it's tricky to figure out how to make it do it.
Hey,
and then it pops out of his head.
It's an IQ test.
Yeah. Ow, watch out.
I figured it out.
Yeah, it's a puzzle. And what else do you think about it when you hold it in your hands?
It's what got else a masturbation hand or what? What is that?
Yeah, it does have a wild hand there.
Whoa. Or is it
it's
broken?
Almost, it's almost kung fu grip on the hands, too. Like, you could put a little something in his hand, probably.
That's awesome.
And get him to hold it. But, Josh, have you ever held that thing?
I believe I have.
And do you remember what you said about it when you held it?
No, but I knew I couldn't figure out how to light it. So there we go. I don't know.
What'd you say about it? What does it make you, what words come to mind to describe it? Like, pick it up again. What do you think of that? Pick it up. Pick it up and say it. Just pick it up and say the first thing that comes into your head when you pick up that little monkey.
You really want me to pick up
that little monkey? It looks plastic, practically. It looks like nothing. And then you pick it up, and then what do you say about it?
Would you like me to pick it up and say mm-hmm. something?
Yeah. That's what I'm looking for.
Is this what you're looking for?
I might lose interest. What do you think of it?
I think he's solid.
Oh.
So close.
So close. Let's do some pot topics.
Pot topic.
New Ontario, Canada, regulations allow medical marijuana users to smoke in public places.
Mm.
Yeah, because that's one we haven't gotten over the hump on that one. It's technically like in the places where it's legal in the States, it's not, you can't smoke in public really. People do,
yeah.
Left and right. Like downtown Denver smells great.
It's just a ticket too, right?
Or a move along is what it is.
Is what it is?
In places where it's legal.
That's awesome.
Because, you know, law enforcement has got to be down with all the improvements in their lives.
I would think
like not
so.
Having to drag them all in and not having to, you know, waste all that time and energy.
If it was legal here, where do you think the first place you would smoke outside is?
Well, where it'd be legal to smoke outside in
say
public?
If it was legal to
smoke. I wonder, you know, if they have like they don't have Disneyland, but like I would love to be able to smoke at Disneyland and not worry about it.
But like if they had like
it's
a,
easy
a,
enough to leave the park and go smoke or be on edibles.
But they should have you're right. They should have like a greenhouse kind of looking place for people.
Yeah, they
to
can make a different
off,
part of the park too.
Tighten up before they get on the haunted house ride.
Yeah.
You know that Catholic churches, they got an area for babies crying. You know, I mean, give and give society. And I think you were talking about the police. They must be happy about it being more loose. I think, you know, I'm from
it's a more
I'm
docile
from,
public.
I'm
that
from
they're
Florida,
dealing with.
And not long ago, many states in the United States, it's still not as loose as California. And you know, wasn't that long ago they could take your house or your boat or your car if they found like a roach in your car, or if it, you know, smelled and they found weeds and stuff. So actually I think some cops miss snatching people's property
to pay
for their Christmas party.
That's true.
We got a $1 million boat. We're all
but now that it's a ticket, like it's a ticket that they just don't even want to bother with. Like in Philadelphia it's a $25 ticket.
It's not worth it.
Just for smoking in public and being so dumb that you like are standing around waiting for a cop to come by and give you a $25 ticket.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're asking for it. Like it's so easy to smoke outside and not draw a lot of attention to yourself. But this they're talking about, the different businesses can say no, but if they want to, movie theaters, restaurants, offices, and even the legislature of new Ontario, Canada, can all just smoke up all they want.
Wow. The legislature, I like how they snuck themselves in there. Hey, that's us in there.
That's a tricky thing about here is I haven't been able to do too many movies.
Bob's going
to
do his city planning lecture now. Yeah. Let's hit the pipe.
I haven't been able to do like movie events anywhere really where you're allowed to let the people smoke in the building just because, you know, fire laws come into play.
Right.
And then even with vaping, it's like in Colorado, if you sell alcohol, you can't also let people smoke in your venue.
Oh, is that right?
So that kills a lot of business, you know, unless the place is selling weed, and I don't know how that would work, but.
But I've seen
people. You know, Amsterdam 10 years ago, they made the law where you couldn't have weed smoked. It couldn't be a coffee shop and a bar. And there was a handful of about a dozen like full service bars that had liquor and beer and wine and you could smoke, and those places were heaven.
Yeah, saying? No, I went there long enough ago that I think I experienced that. I think.
But even Amsterdam decided we're going to separate these two.
Yeah, which is interesting. I could see because people that are great at one and not the other could get extra fucked up because of the combination. But I just find because I work in comedy clubs where a lot of the audience shows up high, I find them to be much better drunks than just straight up drunks.
Right.
But people vape at your shows, right?
A little bit, but you don't see much smoke because if it's in like a comedy club or something, the rule is no smoking, and people are pretty good about abiding by it and stepping outside.
Yeah.
But there's some people like in Wichita, a bunch of guys lit up at my show, and they had cops as security in the place, and just because to pay someone to do it, wasn't like they needed cops. Like it wasn't like there was going to be problems, but these cops, they're cops, so they have to act on it when these kids are smoking. So all they would do is throw them out. They wouldn't take their weed. They wouldn't arrest them.
Awesome.
They wouldn't do anything. They just throw them out of the show.
That's awesome.
Like, just get them out of here. Let the cops that are outside deal with that. We're just here trying to watch a show. So, so that was pretty crazy when that happened because a bunch of kids just were blatantly lighting bowls, which we should be doing, by the way, because people get frustrated if we're not smoking enough. I could have gone that whole segment without remembering to smoke.
I stopped drinking 2 years ago. January 1st would be 2 years. My life forever changed in Philadelphia. I don't know if you can see the scar I got since the last time. We haven't seen you in a little while.
Wow, what happened?
I have been a heavy drinker my whole life and, just wild man partier. And I did three shows at Helium in Philadelphia, New Year's Eve, 2 years ago. Three sold out shows, great New Year's Eve. The weekend, the 4th of July, New Year's Eve was a Wednesday. So I had to stay for the weekend. And oddly, I had January 1st off, and I'm never in a city by myself. My wife was in Holland visiting her mother. And I had 10 pints of Sierra Nevada, very normal evening. And I blacked out and fell like a tree off this bar stool. And my head hit this tile floor. And once my head hit the ground, I was wide awake. And some guy's lifting me up and he screams, "We gotta call an ambulance." And I went, "Fuck that, I don't have health insurance. Don't you dare call an ambulance." And the guy goes, "You gotta get to a hospital." I go, "How far is the nearest hospital?" He goes, "2 blocks." I go, "2 blocks and you were going to call an ambulance?" It's like $15,000, man. I'm a fucking comedian. I don't have any money. Oh, so man. I got a wad of napkins and I walked like a badass to the hospital. And the next day I had a black eye and I had these Frankenstein stitches in my forehead. And I just thought, I was not put on this earth to be a drunk. And
the blackout thing is troubling because that could happen, or just the idea of you have chunks of time, you have no idea what you did or how you behaved. My friends, whenever I'm blackout drunk, are like, "Yeah, you're fine. You just sort of sit there." But it's still I don't like it.
Me
so now,
neither.
So that's how I calibrate my drinking now, is I just feel like I...
Well, I've fallen down thousands of times. Zone. It was always fun.
Why'd you say you've fallen down thousands of times?
It was always fun.
Oh, we've got the statistic here. 17 hurt. Million times.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really, really was into it. Alaska has become the first state to allow people to use pot at certain stores that sell it. So that's a... that doesn't happen anywhere where you could just smoke it right there on the premises. I mean, unless they want to break the law.
Right.
I've smoked in those places sometimes.
Me too.
But less so these days, like every place I've been in. And certainly the stores in Colorado and stuff, I don't think you smoke inside the store.
I'm not sure why.
But they don't even have any pot shops open yet, but they're still, that's what's going to happen.
Well, they're really getting ahead of themselves.
When they do have them. Yeah.
One day, it's coming, people.
When it comes, you also can't do.
No, one day, not only are we going to have lounges where you can smoke pot ice cream trucks. They're going to come to the neighborhood.
I have some pot ice cream at my house.
They'll sell pot and ice cream.
Delicious.
It's going to be perfect.
The music on the pot ice cream truck should be like da dun da dun da dun da dun da dun da dun. Like, just keep repeating, like, can't even get through it. Pot topic number three.
Pot topic.
Canadian Prime Minister, our boy, Justin Trudeau, he did it. Because they were running against each other for prime minister. The opposition was, like, all against marijuana, and he was all for marijuana. Like, it was, like, which is not probably going to happen in this next presidential campaign here. But no. There, it was like one of the top three or four issues was one saying, he wants to legalize marijuana. That's crazy. And the other one going, he won't let me. He doesn't want to legalize marijuana. And then so the Justin Trudeau won, and the process has started for Canadian legalization. And as I've said time and time again on this show, Canada already seems like it's legal.
I know, it really does.
It's such a fun place. And now it's going to be even more
when does it go into effect?
I like this guy, Trudeau. Yeah. And yeah. His mom had an affair with one of the Rolling Stones.
What?
This might be the offspring of Ron Wood or Keith Richards. Who knows exactly?
Ron Wood is going to be a dad again at 78.
That's terrible.
Isn't that awful? I saw it on the fucking ticker today, and I was like, maybe I shouldn't smoke that. Maybe I shouldn't get that high before going on a plane.
That's terrible news.
That's beautiful.
No.
I saw Ron Wood in a bar in Dublin many years ago.
I mean.
And he looked like he was having the time of his life. And he had a cocktail, and he was real friendly, too, to everybody.
He's 78? You
know? I think so.
Oh,
might be 80.
God.
He's up there.
Still good.
God bless him. I got a Florida story.
I don't think I'm still fucking at 80. 80?
But not just having sex, also
I know.
Creating offspring. Like, how do you...
That must be why they
didn't use protection. It's like, hey, come on, I'm 80.
Yeah, right.
What's going to happen? You get a little dust in there.
Yeah.
It's like putting a pixie stick in there or something. The Florida Department of Health.
I like how you changed your voice.
I don't
for
know
that
what
one.
That voice was. The Florida Department of Health has given permission to 5 marijuana growers to provide cancer and epilepsy patients with access to marijuana.
Oh, that's a big step for Florida.
For Florida, yeah. They just did it too because, you know, they tried to vote for it there, but it needed a supermajority. So it didn't make it, but I'm sure it'll be on the ballot again next year.
I love that those two words together, supermajority. Not just a majority. It's super.
It looks like they're doing some sort of like lottery amongst growers to determine who the 5 growers are going to be. Like it's going to be like winning a prize or something. But we got to take another break here, you guys. How you feeling? You want to smoke a little bit more before we go to break? Just to show people how great we are at it. Just to prove yourself. Because, you know, you're like at a party or something. If you're like, I'm good, you know, people usually aren't. No, more. Smoke more. Come on, man. Smoke some out of my belly. That was a girl talking.
Oh, that was what I was going to say.
That was my Ronda Rousey impression.
I didn't even know. That was a terrible Ronda Rousey impression.
We'll be back with more of Gory Debates while hallucinating after these messages.
I'm Dan Levy, and I'm the host of Baby Talk. What is Baby Talk? I'll tell you. It's a show where I take my comedian friends and bring them together with little children, and a bunch of weird shit happens.
And I'm DJ Jensen Karp. You see, for the past 3 years, we've been doing a live show over at the Meltdown Theater in Los Angeles.
And we thought, how can we make less money? Let's put it on the internet.
So we've taken our strangest kids from the live show and paired them with our favorite broken comedians, and we filmed 9 episodes for you to watch online.
It's an original show that seems very similar to Kids Say the Darndest Things, because it is very similar to Kids Say the Darndest Things.
And you're gonna love the show, even if you hate kids, especially if you hate kids.
Have fun watching, it's very funny.
I ghostwrite for Meek Mill.
I'm gonna get attached to saying this, but I like The Weeknd better than Drake.
You like The Weeknd better than Drake?
J. Cole, you don't...
A classic comparison.
You don't know who J. Cole is.
No, I love J. Cole.
Wow.
That's The Weeknd.
J. Cole is not The Weeknd.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Wait, hold on.
No,
you have like no chill right now. Hold on.
No, you have no chill.
No, you have no chill.
Nobody here has chill. I'm sorry. You don't think I have chill?
No, no chill.
You know
right
how many times I smoked weed in a bathroom today? And I have no chill?
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
We're back, and we have 2023 folks watching us right now instead of
growing numbers.
Instead of Bono trying to help save the world. Are you ready, Gabe? Let's get right to it, because you guys are, you're doing pretty good, right? You're pretty high right now?
Oh, yeah.
This is a part of the show where my friend Gabe comes on and he's going to do a magic trick for you guys. It's Gabe time.
Oh, shit! It finally happened. I've been waiting for that to happen, but it didn't break. But oh, look, my head fell off. Oh, my head, I decapitated.
That was a Doug Benson bong you just
myself,
broke?
Yeah. Just the head on the inside's broken, I think.
Now
no, wait, this part's broken too. I totally fucked it up.
Oh, shit.
What an intro.
Yeah, there's another piece.
This trick's never going to be able to follow that, right?
All right.
I agree.
Good luck. Sorry.
Tom, pick a card, any card.
Oh, shit.
All right, Josh, do the same. Got to memorize? Show it to this camera over here. All right, place yours back here. Same. All right, I'll cut them into the center. Shuffle the deck. Cut the cards. Shuffle some more. All right, let's see. Is that?
Yeah.
All right, let me try for the other one here. Is that right, Tom? Cool, thanks.
Yeah, that gets me every, you know.
It's like you guys are kind of like a little mad at that.
Can I tell you, can I tell you something? Here's the truth. Every time I'm on the show, I really believe in magic. I mean, that's the best part about it. Every time I know, oh, I'm going to believe in magic again today.
Well, I used to do a joke that whenever I see a magician do a trick, I like to yell, burn him, he's a witch.
Burn one with him.
It's a mystery how the man can guess your card.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
how it's, does the man do it?
I did a, can I tell you a story?
Mm-hmm.
I did Jakarta, Indonesia, 2 weeks after September 11th, the highest Muslim populated country in the world. And it was a really tense time in Jakarta, people burning American flags and just these two English acts. I was living in Amsterdam at the time, and these two guys from London canceled. And I went anyway. I was like, fuck, because I was going to go to Bali after I did the Jakarta gig. And I didn't want anything to, you know, nix my Bali plan. So the guy that promoted the gig had to get whatever acts he could find last minute to do this show. And so there was a Australian cruise ship docked. And he got this guy opened the show with card tricks. And to the three people up close, it's fantastic. But to a room full of 300 people, man, people were getting, the tickets were expensive. And then this guy, next guy comes out, Australian guy, dressed head to toe like Crocodile Dundee. Total Crocodile Dundee. And he walks out to the microphone and he goes, I'm Kangaroo Jack. I threw him a boomerang and it comes right back. And like fucking silence. And it's like 300 people, like, you know, like business people, like, you know, expats and stuff. And I went on. I had a monster set. I walked out. I said, I've never seen a foreign audience so happy to see an American before. And then, you know, it was great. And then you couldn't travel around Jakarta because it was, you know, a very intense time in the world at that moment. So the only person to hang out with was Kangaroo Jack, and we're at the bar and we're drinking. And I keep saying, you know, Jack, and another thing, Jack. And he says, please, mate, call me Steve. My name's really Steve. And I say, well, why aren't you Kangaroo Steve? And he says, because Steve doesn't rhyme well, with me back. Boomerang coming back.
Yeah.
the guy changed his name
yep.
for a joke that wasn't funny.
Yeah.
So what I so
it's his opening song. Yeah. He likes to open with a song. It identifies, yeah. tells him a lot about him.
Yeah.
So whenever I see someone do a close-up card trick, I always think of that guy playing to 300 people going.
Yeah, that can be.
And was this your card?
You want a smaller room if it's just regular playing cards. They weren't even like the old people edition where all the print on them's extra large.
No.
I had to think about that.
Yeah, I did.
Tom Rhodes got a YouTube series called Knowledge Nuggets. Go to tomrhodes.net for episodes and more info. And then you also have a podcast, Tom Rhodes Radio, available on iTunes and at tomrhodesradio.com. Yeah, that's you in a nutshell. And Josh is only plugged that's on here. You can also talk about your podcast if you'd like.
My podcast is called Fairly Normal, and you can find it on iTunes. And
now, what I saw today, something about you were going to go live with Bert Kreischer tonight.
I went earlier today.
It was earlier? Yeah. It already happened?
Already happened.
How was it?
It was good, and I told him I was coming here.
You did?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Well, he said, I was like, why don't you come? He was like, I can't do it. I can't, yeah. can't do it.
He's one of those people, he won't do it.
He's never done it?
He won't do the show.
No.
Even though he was not going to mind at all us talking about that he smokes weed. So, I mean, he's the machine. I mean, he's like, that's the thing. He's, you know, he's known for being a big partier, you know? So.
You've heard that story about how he robbed that train in Russia?
Yeah.
He told that story today on my podcast. I was like, what the fuck? He was, yeah. Right, that if
he doesn't tire of telling people about it either.
Oh my God.
No, but Bert's
the best story of all time.
Bert's from Florida also, and but he went to Florida State, and there was, remember that movie like
Van Wilder. Yeah. Van Wilder is based on
that.
Bert
was like
Kreischer.
Inspired by him or something.
Yep. Yeah, because I, you know, whenever I hang out with him, I feel like I'm hanging out with Ryan Reynolds. I keep fucking up and congratulating him on Deadpool because Deadpool looks really good. I'm like, Bert, Deadpool's gonna be awesome. Good job. Josh is gonna be at Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona. Gigantic room
yes.
in that place. So go out and see him December 10th through the 15th. Really? 10th to 15th? That can't be right.
10th to the 12th.
5 days? 5 days in a 450-seat room.
Seems
go get him. Go get him, champ.
I mean, I love your confidence, but don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's going to be a real paper
open
house.
Open with a card trick.
yeah.
Draw him in.
But that room's crazy because if it's 100 or 200 people, they can make it look full. But it's if they put in everybody, it seats like 450. It's an optical illusion. They just seat people further apart if they have less people coming.
I like their style.
I love it. I love it. It always looks good because I've never filled it, so I'm always happy when it looks full anyway. Or at least that's what they tell me. They might be bamboozling me. Douglass Movies is going to be at Meltdown Comics right here in Los Angeles Saturday, December 19th at 4:20. And in San Diego at the American Comedy Company on Sunday, December 27th, also at 4:20. And I'm doing stand-up in Irvine at the Improv on Monday, December 28th, and the Punchline in Sacramento Tuesday, December 29th. Plus lots of other stuff. Go to douglovesmovies.com.
Can I plug one more date?
Yes, please.
December 17th. To the 19th at the New Helium in St. Louis.
Oh, cool.
Hey.
I want to know about that place.
Yeah, I love those clubs, the Helium clubs.
Yeah, Helium's phenomenal. I love Portland and Philadelphia. Those are two of my favorite clubs in the country. And I'm in San Antonio.
Buffalo Helium's really good.
Never done
that. And the same people own Good Nights now in Raleigh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all good clubs.
Yeah.
All really good. We got Doug merch. Go to the web store, and it's at billoby.com. And you can get mugs, t-shirts, blue cards. Hashtag cards for humanity. It's a lot of business at the end of the show. I'm trying to wrap it up. You guys are just sitting over there. Just waiting patiently.
Ooh, Pokeball.
Yeah, Pokeball is this item right here that you can... We didn't even use the dinosaurs, but...
Oh, I thought it was the Hawaiian tree.
If you had a dinosaur bowl, you could poke him and it would clean out the bowl. And if you go to pokeball.com and use the promo code Doug, you can get 10% off whatever it is there that you want to buy. They've got all shapes and sizes of the Pokeball. And it really comes in handy. Rest in peace, the Doug head pipe. At least I hit it first before I knocked it over. So
you're gonna fish out the head?
I think that'd be nice to have, maybe just sitting here and you know, in honor of the
these guys in Australia.
I think so.
In Australia, Spilly Brothers. They have the Spilly Bong. It's like a bong that doesn't fall over or
doesn't spill.
Doesn't spill. Doesn't knock the water out. Is these guys sent me their products like 10 years ago. Like spilly.com.au.
Or maybe you can find them at pokeball.com.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry.
I'm just joking around. Sorry, I'm just joking around. We really didn't mean to. We don't care. We
I'm
don't
just
care.
Remembering stoners from a long time ago. I'm like, you need a.
Don't forget to subscribe and like, you guys, and all those kinds of things that you can do. Go on Twitter or like tweet the link to your favorite episode. That'd be a fun exercise just to get your friends to watch. And don't do the Jack Black one. That's, you know, start with people like these guys that can handle their weed and don't get all silly. And keep an eye out for news for our next show. One more time for Tom Rhodes and Josh Wolf. Great guys. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
And keep an eye out for our next show. It might be Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Hope to see you soon. Bye.